Today on the altar and the cross, we see three symbols of Jesus' kingship, the dying king. The purple robe, the crown of thorns, and the notice that was placed above Jesus' head. These symbols of kingship were all used in mockery by those who set out to kill him. They're meant to be ironic. Are you a king? We'll crown you with thorns. You're an emperor? We'll mock you with a purple robe. You are the king of the Jews? Then this is what we will charge you with as your crime as you are executed. But the dying king really is king. In the symbols, irony is a deep truth. In fact, the Gospel of John makes it abundantly clear that Jesus' crucifixion is his enthronement as king of Israel and ruler of the world. Through defeat, he gains the greatest victory. Through death, he brings life. No one takes his life from him. Rather, he lays it down of his own accord. And so we'll look briefly at these three symbols. The first one is the crown of thorns. I found out recently that there was an honour that Roman legions bestowed on a soldier or general who, by his own actions, saved the entire legion in battle. It was called the grass crown. It was made of vegetation taken from the battlefield, and it was placed on the head of the victorious soldier, the victorious general, by his soldiers, and it was only awarded a very, very few number of times. And here, the Roman soldiers make a crown out of vegetation and place it on the head of the one who by his own actions saves not just the soldiers, but the whole world. Without knowing it, they give the highest honor to Jesus by making for him a crown of thorns. The dying king goes to his death in order that everyone may have life. The dying king, by his own actions, saves his followers and is crowned with a unique crown. This is the meaning of the crown of thorns. The purple robe. Purple dye was extremely expensive. It was reserved only for nobles, for rich people, for emperors. Purple is the color of royalty. How ironic that the soldiers should dress Jesus in royal purple, this humble son of a carpenter, and in doing so, without realizing it, acknowledging him as ruler and emperor and lord of the universe. The proclamation throughout the Roman Empire at the time was Caesaros Curios, which means Caesar is Lord. And yet, without knowing it, the soldiers were preempting the Christian proclamation, Christos Curios, Jesus is Lord. The dying king goes to his coronation richly clothed, and then the dying king is stripped naked so you can be royally clothed. The dying king gives up his divine privileges so you may become royal and share in his inheritance and become sons and daughters of God. This is the meaning of the purple robe. The declaration of the charge against Jesus, written in three languages so that everyone who walked past could read and understand, says, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. It's Pilate's mocking stab at the Jewish people and the whole Jewish nation. Look, here's your king. He's hanging on a cross. This is what happens to your messiahs. And yet, in his mockery, Pilate insists on unknowingly proclaiming the truth. The dying one is the King of the Jews. The dying one goes to physical death as punishment for crimes he did not commit, so that you may not face eternal death for crimes you did commit. The dying king suffers the abandonment of God, so you will never be abandoned. The dying king completes all the will of the Father, so you may become a child of God. As it's written in the words of the prophet Isaiah, in chapter 53, which we heard before. My servant grew up in the Lord's presence like a tender green shoot, like a root in dry ground. There was nothing beautiful or majestic about his appearance, nothing to attract us to him. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised, and we did not care. Yet it was our weaknesses he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's paths to follow our own. Yet the Lord has laid on him the sins of us all. In his death, our dying king wins his greatest victory for our sake, so that we can share his royal privileges, so that we can be sons and daughters of the king, so that we can be healed and made whole. Amen.